You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Liam Gerard is an artist from Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland. He is interested in the relationship between darkness and beauty and often explores this in his artworks. The natural world, hydrangeas and moss in particular, has long been a point of interest to Liam, whose latest exhibition, After the Garden, ruminates on the inexorable passing of time, on societal concepts of beauty and desire, and on the endless variety and motion of the natural world. Okay, you have an exhibition coming up called After the Garden. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I can. It's on now, actually, at Sanderson... Contemporary Art, I think, is the full title.
Sweet.
In Newmarket. It's my latest show of drawings there, large charcoal and pastel drawings, sort of transitioning out of the garden, I guess, slightly. I've been doing botanical kind of work for the last few years, and mainly hydrangeas.
Mm.
And, yeah, this is sort of heading more into... So just some ideas that had sort of been floating around for quite a while, of more figurative and romantic sort of scenes and kind of, I don't know, dreamscapes.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. I read you enjoy travelling to the Coromandel and other regions. How
Absolutely.
Do different places and environments in Aotearoa influence you in your art, do you think?
Wow, yeah. I guess the hydrangea thing became a bit of a catalogue of not super extensive travels, but they're sort of a constant around suburban and more rural and just everywhere. I love the sort of the beauty and decay within them. Sorry, I'm probably not answering the question.
No.
But I didn't really mean to start it as a sort of the hydrangea thing as a kind of a diary or anything, but it sort of has become quite a nice one of my sort of travels around and moving into some more global kind of international flowers.
What is it about hydrangeas exactly that, you know, does it for you?
That's a strange... I'm not really sure. There is something within that. They've become quite an abstract thing for me, almost, of these sort of orbs of bloom and decay sort of captured in the orb. And there's that sort of depth of that. I sort of make them quite sort of hollow and black in the middle, where there's that sort of imaginable depth. Yeah, I think it started with that sort of suburban, the idea of suburban decay. And yeah, I'm not sure. And I just, yeah.
I mean, they're very like, you know, they're a very sort of like staple of a flower.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, it's kind of just Auckland. You know, you see them all around.
Yeah, they're sort of incredibly basic. but also, yeah, there is some appeal in there that's kind of hard to pin down.
Mm.
And just the general clustery nature of them, lends itself to light and dark and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah. You're a self-described big bug guy. Tell us about bugs.
Big bug guy. I don't remember self-described, but it's true. I always loved bugs. When I was a kid, I wanted to be either an entomologist or a courier.
Mm.
I remember having those two thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
But so the bug thing goes back a while. A few years ago, I started drawing native moths as well, as another sort of catalogue. Well, I guess being a bug guy, I sort of wanted to get into the creepy crawly stuff.
Yeah.
And that's lent itself into this exhibition a bit with... was really getting into wings, bug wings and bird wings, and then sort of started looking at angels a bit, and so that's played into some of the new works.
I also really like to blend the beautiful with the dark and grisly in your art. Can you go into some depth on that?
Yeah, that's always been more interesting to me, is that darker side of things. Villains and were always more interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I love horror movies and metal music and all this kind of occasionally quite violent stuff. But but also love really pretty, beautiful things and some of my favourite art and music is stuff that holds those two things together in the same song or painting or whatever. So I think that's always been a bit of an undercurrent, is trying to blend those two things.
Are you a fan of Mad Men?
Mad Men, the TV show?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. It's got a very sort of, you know, the main character is definitely what you'd call an anti-hero. And, you know, he's a very sort of conflicted and there's a lot of depth to this character. Recommend, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard very good things.
Yeah, that's
but,
great.
But yeah, that's always the more interesting stuff is
that contrast.
Yeah, yeah. And so I try to find that in the humble hydrangea.
Yes.
And other things, yeah.
Where can people see After the Garden and when?
So it's on now at Sanderson in Newmarket, just in that little alley by Candy Shop.
And,
everyone knows where Sanderson is. I think that's on till August, early August, August the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of this month for sure.
Okay, cool. Sweet. That was artist Liam Gerard speaking to me about his latest exhibition, After the Garden, which is showing at Sanderson until the 4th of August.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.